السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. وقال تعالى في موضع آخر: أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض، فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا، ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: سيأتي على الناس زمان لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers and elders, we know what is the condition throughout the world, the halat and the condition of the Muslim Ummah. And presently as we speak, my dear respected brothers, a silent holocaust, a genocide, ethnic cleansing has been perpetrated by the enemies of Allah, that is the Jews, against our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine. No doubt, my dear respected brothers, we have become very, very frustrated and angry and very, very emotional. And why not, my dear respected brothers? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith that the whole ummah is like one body. And when any part of the body experiences any pain, then the entire body suffers. So likewise, the people in Palestine are suffering. We also got a share of their suffering. And my dear respected brothers, alhamdulillah, many brothers, many people have resorted to reciting Surah Yasin Sharif and resorting to Dua, Kunut Nazil, etc. Many people have contributed financially as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted. And this also should continue, inshallah. But dear respected brothers, the point I'm going to make is, no doubt you have become very emotional. And many people have expressed and made known the emotions in different ways. For example, a person might have written to the media, various newspapers, expressing our views and our opinions. Some have organized marches, protests. And in those marches, we see people with placards, with various messages, people shouting out slogans. And, my dear respected brothers, the message is loud and clear that we should boycott. Boycott what? Boycott the Israeli products. Boycott American, boycott Israel. They expel the ambassadors from our country. Very well done and said and done. But, my dear respected brothers and elders, more important than that is that we boycott the so-called American culture within us. Expel within us the Western culture from our homes. This is what we require. This is the need of the time. My dear respected brothers and elders, we see that today we have to look and compare the ummah to the past of the former times. We'll see the Muslims of the past. They have moved from success to success. And they were the sole possessors of izzat, honor and dignity. And these are the people, my dear respected brothers, who reached the height and the pinnacle of glory. And they ruled with such strength, with justice and courage, that no one had the authority to even question them. No one had the authority and courage to even ask and challenge them. But you see the halat and the conditions of today, my dear respected brothers, a very gloomy and dark picture is being painted, a portrayed of the Muslims. We see the Muslims are in abyss and ebbs of misery. We see that the Muslims of today, the nations of Islam, that today they are devoid of all types of izzat, dignity and honor. And they are becoming disintegrated. There is no unity amongst the Muslims. Why, my dear respected brothers? The question is asked, why? What is the reason for this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very beautifully in the Quran, that ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa, that O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely. And this was the people of the former time, the Sahaba, etc., when they entered into Islam completely. And through this Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them izzat, gave them honor and dignity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the people, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمْ الْإِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْإِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. That do you seek honor and dignity and respect by these people, referring to the kuffar? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no, that this kuffar, this izzat and this honor lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْإِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That izzat belongs, dignity, honor belongs to Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. We're talking believers, those who have perfect iman. So this was the difference between us and them. Like how Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was going to Al-Sham, to Baytul Maqdis, to receive the keys of Baytul Maqdis. We know the incident when traveling with his servant, they used to have turns of riding the camel. And when they came to a certain spot, it was a muddy land, and it's a time for the servant to ride the camel. And at the moment, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu dismounted the camel and started leading the camel. And it was a muddy land, this caused his clothes become dusty and dirty. So when he came towards Sham, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu had received Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the dignitaries and the governors went waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well to hand over the keys. So Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu addresses Abu Umar radiallahu anhu and tells him that, O Umar, look at your condition. The people have to look at you in this state. It will be as though it's very despicable in their very eyes. So Umar radiallahu anhu addresses Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah and tells him, O Abu Ubaidah, if someone else had to mention this, then I have given him exemplary punishment. And then he tells him that, O Ubaidah, that we were a despicable nation, a disgraced nation. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this beautiful deen of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us izzat and honor. And thereafter he mentioned that those people, those who will go and seek izzat, the other means other than Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about the disgrace in this very world. The same Umar radiallahu anhu, my dear respected brothers and elders, once he came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a copy of the Torah which was revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And he started reading a certain passage of the Torah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very, very angry. Signs of his displeasure were seen on his face. And Umar radiallahu anhu did not notice this. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu noticed this. And he brought it to the attention of Umar radiallahu anhu. And he tells Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar, Allah have raham on you. May Allah have mercy upon you. Don't you see the signs of the displeasure on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How angry Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become. And when Umar radiallahu anhu looks up at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, A'udhu billahi min ghadabillahi wa ghadabi rasooli. Radina billahi rabba. Wa bil islami deena. Wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasoola. He said, I seek refuge in Allah from the anger of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are happy that Islam is our religion and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Rasul and our Nabi. Thereafter, now look at the statement made by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Umar radiallahu anhu that, O Umar, if Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam was alive in this zamana and he was one of my followers, then he will have no ultimatum and no choice but to follow my creed and my religion. So my dear respected brothers, what we learn from this is that the deen of Islam will prevail. The deen of Islam is the way of life. We have to be proud of our identity. Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi was commenting on regards to the Torah and the Injil, and he tells the believers, that ponder, O people, that the divine code and knowledge was revealed to Musa and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam respectively. These have been annulled by the Quran and Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, they have been abrogated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter he mentioned how wrath invoking it will be that if a person adopts the ways and the customs of the enemies of Allah, namely the Jews and the Christians, this will tend to move to disrespect to the teachings and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one hand, we have the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is full of nur, and opposed to this is the way of the kuffar, the disbelievers, which is zulamat, which is darkness. Like example can be given, that in a person is very, very sick, and in his very own house, there is an expert physician. But this person and this expert physician is consulted by all and sundry. But this very person is very, very sick. He disregards this person. He goes and looks for another doctor. So such a person will be termed as a foolish person. In his own house, he has a expert physician. So similarly, my dear respected brothers, we have the Quran with us. We have the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the solutions to our problems are to be found in these things. And my dear respected brothers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, such a time will come, the way you will follow such a person, such people, some nations, that you will follow them inch by inch, step by step, to such an extent, if they have to fall into a lizard hole, dive into a lizard hole, to a small gap, you will follow pursuit. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, who are you referring to? Are you referring to the Jews and the Christians? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then after mentioned, فَمَنْ? Then who else am I referring to? It's none other than the Jews and the Christians. How sad it is, my dear respected brothers, that every rakat, every salah we are reading, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ O Allah, grant us hidayat. Grant us hidayat on a straight path of sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina namta alayhim. The path of those who are favored. And thereafter you are saying to Allah, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Not the path of the poor, those who have earned your anger, that is the Jews. وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Nor those of the gone astray, that is the Christians. So there you should ponder, my dear respected brothers. We are reading the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. We are reading Surah Fatiha. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. But if a person, he goes and he sides, it's like Masih Allah rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, in one of his majlis, that today we will not find hypocrites in belief. Those hypocrites are those people who have kufr in their hearts and masquerading as believers. But we do find an abundance of hypocrites in actions. Those who say things, on one hand they say things, but they contradict themselves with their actions. So my dear respected brothers, we are reading Ihdina Surat al-Mustaqim. But let's look into our lives, take introspection and ponder over our lives, what our lives. It is according to the sunnah or it is according to the disbelievers whom the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has descended. My dear respected brothers, in one ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ. That not even incline, do not even tilt to the disbelievers, lest the fire will touch you. Allama Bidawi rahmatullah is mentioning his tafsir, the ayat, under this ayat, he said, that a person should not even emulate the customs and the ways of the kuffar. And he should stay away from all their appearances and their fashions. Wala Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi mentioned also in Bayan al-Quran that a person initially he tilts and he inclines towards their ways and this results in imitation. Wala Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi also mentioned in what majlis, if you have to look at the ways of the kuffar, we see on a Sunday morning, they will take their dog. They will take it for a walk. If it wants to defecate, they will wait for a dog to defecate. And he mentioned, Ma'abdul Amit Sahib mentioned one majlis that in England, a certain white woman came out. She had ice cream in her hand. And she had a dog with her. And she started licking the ice cream, thereafter giving it to the dog to lick. Thereafter she started licking, thereafter giving it to the dog to lick. Thereafter, he said that this is their life. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum dhal. They are like animals, but nay, they are worse than animals. So Mashaf Ali Thani rahmatullahi mentions and says that those people who have made dogs the imam, those dogs that lead the people, they have made the dogs the imam, we have made them our imams. How unfortunate it is, my dear respected brothers. Shah Ata'ullah Bukhari rahmatullahi, who was very instrumental against the British occupation in India, he made a keen observation and he said that Alhamdulillah, we have succeeded in removing the British from India, but the Nakli, The imitation Britons are still here, and we are still under their imprisonment. So he asked to explain, what do you mean? He said, those people of India, the residents of India, are the imitation Britons who have adopted and inherited the cultures and the customs of the British. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen of Islam. And unfortunately, my dear respected brothers, we have become like a cub among the sheep. A story can be given that once there was a shepherd, he managed to capture a cub and he brought it up with amongst the sheep. Now the cub started bleating like the sheep, started eating grass and vegetables like a banya eating vegetables all the time. This sheep eating grass, this cub eating grass, bleating like the sheep. So there was a lion who had noticed this. I said, what is wrong with my brother? He's like a sheep. So he called this cub and started addressing this cub that you are a lion, you are like me. So this cub said, no, I'm like the sheep. I'm bleating like them. I'm eating grass like them. So this lion says that this cub needs ICU treatment. So let me take it towards the pond. And when he took it towards the pond, he said, now look into the pond, the reflection of yourself. Then when he looked into the pond and saw the reflection, he saw that no doubt I look like you. I have a mane like you. I am a lion. Then he said, now give a roar. Then when this cub roared, then he said, now I feel like a lion. So now, my dear respected brothers, now, do you think now if he has to go back to the sheep and give one roar, will the sheep remain with that lion? Unfortunately, my dear respected brothers, we have become like the cub amongst the sheep. We have become, because of our environment, because of the customs of the Jews and the Christians, our weddings, our functions, we're impersonating the Hollywood and the Bollywood. We are becoming like them in all our aspects of life. Unfortunately, my dear respected brothers, we are becoming like them. We have become like the cub amongst the sheep. One is a lion in a picture book. Now how in a picture book, children go and they scribble on the picture. They will tear that picture. They will carry it, etc. That is our position nowadays, my dear respected brothers. We have been kicked from pillar to post, whether it be in Afghanistan, whether in Kashmir, whether in Palestine, and we cannot do anything. And one is a lion in a jungle, and one is a lion behind bars. Even in behind bars too, my dear respected brothers, we see small children making fun of the lion, poking it, etc. So we also, even unfortunately, in our Muslim countries also, we have become scrutinized. We are under the microscope. We want to do any effort of deen, we are labeled fundamentalists. We are labeled terrorists, etc. So, my dear respected brothers, what we need is one line of Allah to roar with the iman. Wala Ilyas rahmatullahi has said that mu'min, the halat asar nahi hota hai, that a mu'min, a true believer, he will not be affected by an environment, but mu'min halat ko asar karta hai. But a true believer is that believer who will try and change the environment because of his iman. My dear respected brothers, we see that in a time, the ones in Mala Jalaluddin rahmatullah mentioned, he gives an example, and he says that once a person wanted a tattoo of a lion to be drawn on his arm, and he went to the tattooist, and when this tattooist had heated the needle and placed it on his arm, immediately this person screamed, and he asked, what are you drawing? He said, no, I'm drawing the tail of the lion. So he said, no, leave the lion out, leave the tail out, maybe you can draw something else. Thereafter he drew the ears, again he screamed, and he said, now what are you drawing? He said, I'm drawing the ears. He said, no, leave the ears out. Thereafter again he screamed, and then he said, what are you drawing? He said, you're drawing the stomach. And this went on and on. Eventually this person got angry with him and chased him away. So what kind of line are you, what do you want on your skin? So my respected brothers, the question can be asked to us, what Islam do we require? Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu khulu fi silmi kafa. There are people of Iman, enter into Islam completely. We are not here to choose and pick whatever satisfies us and according to our desires. But Islam, what is required, is the Islam according to the Sharia, which is in the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to this Izzat, my dear respected brothers, many examples can be given. And these are eye-openers for us. When Abdul Hamid Sa'adamur Barakatuh mentioned one majlis by a person by the name of Dr. Hamidullah from France. And he mentioned that once in Madinatul Munawwara there was a janaza. We know in Madinah Munawwara, Jannatul Baqi, where they redig the graves and see if the body is intact, they leave it as it, or they will rebury another person in that grave. So they happen to open a certain grave, and in that very grave, Dr. Hamidullah was present. He had seen that there was a Christian lady that was buried in that grave, whereas before there was a Muslim person from Medina buried in that very grave. So this person became astonished and said that this person, this lady had accepted Islam on my hands, and she had died in France and she was buried in the Christian cemetery. How is it that she had landed over here? So he goes and digs up her grave in France. And what does he find? He finds that very body that was in Madinatul Munawwara, that was there, buried in Madina Munawwara, now found in France. So upon inquiries, they said, why? How does it happen? Did someone go physically, take their bodies and put it and change positions? No, my dear respected brothers, it came to light that this person, he was a person, he had iman. But whenever he had to go for, he was in a state of janabat and make ghusl, he used to comment that how nice the Christians are, that they do not have to make ghusl. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala substituted the cemeteries. And this very woman who was a Christian, who accepted iman, she was a paqi mu'min, mu'mina. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had transferred her body towards Madinatul Munawwara. In India, there is a certain, Diwali, we have a certain function, celebration called Holi, where literally they go paint the whole town red. And if a person is not be careful, he also can get caught up in this red paint. Nevertheless, there was a certain pious person, and he noticed that everyone is spraying everyone with this red paint, and he noticed that there is a buffalo, and addressing his buffalo, he was chewing the span. And when a person, when he chews pan, his saliva becomes red. So he addresses this buffalo and tells the buffalo that, oh buffalo, today everything has been painted red except you. Why don't you come here and let me spit in your direction, and you also become painted in this red paint, and spit in that direction. This person happened to pass to me, and a certain pious person saw in his dream, and asked him, how did you fare in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking me to task in this grave of mine. And he asked, what is the reason? He mentioned, because I imitated the Hindus of the custom of Holi and spat in the direction of the buffalo, making it red. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking me to task in this qabr of mine. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, my respected brothers, we know the jadugas, the magicians who came to oppose and challenge Musa alayhi salam. They wore the robes, the dress of Musa alayhi salam. They wore it mockingly, and in their hearts they were grieved kufr. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that action of theirs so much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to give them hidayat there and there. فَأُلْكِيَ السَّارَةُ سَاجِدِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ They all fell into sajda and prostrated, and we say we believe in Allah, the Lord of Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. So my dear respected brothers, we have this deen of ours, a beautiful deen of ours. And let us enter into Islam completely. And through this Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us izzat and honor and dignity. And let us boycott the Western culture. Let us boycott all the things that is associated with the Christians and Jews. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.